woke up this morning and it wasn't yesterday either. Wow. Judgment Day isn't here yet. Pizza Box Judgment is. I'm sick of this. I can't go anywhere, man. I can't drive. And now I'm at the point where, like, you know, these people are violent the way they're driving, and some of them are armed. Do I really need to get a gun to defend myself? Because I'm already down one kidney. I get punched in the other one. It's probably over. Don't think a baseball bat's going to work. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not the only one thinking like that. My sister told me that, or, you know, she and her husband, they live in Colorado. They're like, damn, do we need to get a gun? There's a lot of crazy people out here. What do you mean? Half the Congress? Or two-thirds? Or three-quarters? Critical thinking is gone. I've been beaten on that for a while. By the way, if you'd like to participate today, 844-967-2789. I know it's early for some of you guys, but get with it. I mean, so I'm hoping that they do the thing with the daylight savings time where the Congress all excited. We're going to leave it at daylight savings. And then all of a sudden the scientists and doctors are like, oh, actually you want to do it the other way and leave it? Because when they move it forward, I mean, I can understand it. I see the way you people drive when it isn't moved forward. You try to make up that hour you lost in like 2 minutes. And on that Monday following the change of the time, when they move it back like that, or forward, I should say, so we lose that hour in the morning, then you wake up and, oh, no, it's not 5 o'clock. It's only 4 o'clock. No, it's 5 o'clock, dude. Oh, heart attack, right? People having heart attacks. There are more heart attacks the Monday after daylight savings and more car accidents than any other day. Christmas is close, too, though. That's awful, isn't it? Wake up on Christmas, didn't get what I wanted. Keeled over. I wanted that G.I. Joe, Mom. Damn it! I took a G.I. Joe out of the store when I was like 4 years old because I wanted it. I go out to the car, I'm waiting for everybody. Well, here comes a guy from the store. Sorry, kid. You don't get to keep it. You're going to jail. Now, I'm wondering, is that because I'm white that you're letting me go on this one? Because G.I. Joe's white, too, you know. That is. It's not my culture, man. I don't know if you guys know it, but I was in ROTC. I didn't mean for that to happen. I was just picking up a few credits. Needed a change of scenery. Well, let's go to Fort Knox, Kentucky. Well, that'll be fun. Let's play war games and stuff. Well, I did better than I tried. I was like in the top 30 out of 600 cadets after the 6 weeks or whatever it was. And I wanted to quit. I was like, I don't need this crap. I'm out of here. And people got hurt. Some guys committed suicide there. You know, it was a really crazy time. So then I go back to it. My fine engineer informed me that she graduated, you know, radio and television. I'm like that because I said I was going to do radio and television when I was in college. Well, where'd you go? Well, I just went to Whitewater. Yeah, I just went to Whitewater too. I know what you mean. Yeah. Yuck. Robin Voss, Reince Priebus. That's where he popped up with the popcorn ideas, him and his buddy. Huh? Don't try the cheese popcorn. Trust me. Robin Voss. And it's time to, like, I'm going to set up my, I don't know if you guys know this at the Capitol, but I'm bringing some people from the woods. And I already look like I'm from the woods, and I love the woods. So, yeah, I guess I am kind of the woods. I'm a tree hugger, too. Love them. But, you know, I don't know if some of these guys are listening this morning or if they even knew I was filling in because I can't do anything on Facebook, man. But I'm going to have some people come stay in the basement with me and my cats. And then, you know, we're going to get up and go do stuff at the Capitol. And then there's going to maybe be some plans later to take some trips to, oh, say maybe Injustice Gableman's palace. Oh, what you going to do, Mikey? Call the cops on me? Like that hasn't been done before. Wake up, clown. You're asking for it. You're going to get it. But it's going to take a lot of people to really turn things around. I'm kind of like, you know, yeah, probably not. But ADHD loves chaos, which is what's going on right now. I mean, it's not that I love it, but it fits. I'm not saying it's right, but I understand kind of thing. And then you mix in this OCD with the rest of the world, and it's like, oh, I'm really going to have a... I mean, is there time to sleep right now? It's getting close to that time where I'm going to be mapping out things like, what? I got to figure out where I'm going in the dark here, because in Nazi Germany's here, man. I don't know. I don't want to be sleeping too long, and I don't want to be waiting much longer to take action against it, because, I mean, it's... To me, it's that close. So while everybody's worried about this war stuff going on, this war on critical thinking, this just forget about climate change. Ah, we don't need any more trees. Cut that tree line down. We want to put some more corn and soy in. You know, that fossil fuel corn. It's not even edible, man. Up north, they grow that stuff, and the bears don't hibernate because they eat that corn, and it just goes right through them. Ugh. It just goes right through me, man. I can barely... Oh, get it? Yeah, that's funny. And I didn't get any sleep last night. I had a caw at the casino this week, man. I was like, yeah. I've been doing pretty good nickel and diming this stuff, and I put 60 cents in a machine and got the 3 eggs for the parrots. Parrots come up, sometimes like 9 or 12, and fly down as wilds and fill in. I didn't get anything. Man, like 7 spins in, like $3. And then the last spin, I got 5 times all Black Panthers for $750. Oh, Mike, that was nice. And I don't throw it back like I watch other people. See, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to do this. But I'm telling you, man, This casino in Madison is wild. They're just people throwing $50 a spin in. They don't even care. Or maybe they do when they leave, because some of the people, when they drive out of there, it's like, oh, my God. Or watch them. Casino opens at 10, right? So everybody's getting there early, right? They don't care. Rain, sleet, snow, tornado. They'll be there, standing in line, holding hands. Hang on, grab that pole. This tornado won't last. We got one more minute and the casino's open. When they're driving in there, they're just like running over people and big-ass trucks and SUVs. And then they drive through the spots that are marked for parking so that they can get an angle and turn and then back it up. And these are the same people complaining about gas. Really? Then why do you drive like you do, man? Drive like a Prius. Oh, not just because I have one, but because it's better and safer and cleaner. And I'll be damned if I ain't getting 45 miles to the gallon now that it's warming up on my 2009 Prius. Yeah, man. It's an unassuming vehicle, so that's why all these big trucks assume that there's some punk in there or some tree-hugging liberal that might just get out and kick your ass. We'll be back in a minute.